For the blog Customer Experience Optimization, Delivering Your Brand Promise, this topic is Customer Experience Data, Untapped Gold Mines. More companies are getting to the point of putting the customer at the central part of their data collection systems and managing from outside in. That's when you know you're working to optimize customer experience. This theme emerged in my recent online interview with Teresa Kushner, Director of Strategic Marketing Customer Intelligence at Cisco Systems. Teresa is co-author of the book, Managing Your Business Data from Chaos to Confidence. Her team at Cisco received the National Council for Database Marketing Award for Analytics and Modeling, as well as the Data Warehouse Institute Best Practice Award for Cisco's new Customer Intelligence Center initiative that integrates customer data for sales, marketing, and financial applications. This initiative assisted in correlating over $500 million in customer bookings. Teresa explained how to go after the gold in your customer data, avoid fool's gold, and refine your customer data gold to make a difference in your business growth and profitability. Untapped opportunities exist in making use of unstructured data such as customer inquiries, connecting data systems such as order entry and sales, helping sales, service, finance, and the whole company see the customer in totality, allowing customer-facing people easy access to combined customer and company data, enabling customers to define their profile and why they're interested in the company, demonstrating to customers that you can move with them as a partner, and avoiding pitfalls of fool's gold, such as focus on internal data, measuring what you want to hear, incentivizing data collection rather than problem prevention, and pursuing internal agendas rather than aiding superior customer experiences. Teresa says, quote, "Customer knowledge is becoming the hottest thing a company can do, particularly in a weak economy. We want to hold on to the customers we have. What are customers telling us? The trick is to collect that data, refine it, and make it available to the right people. Most companies have tons of data, but don't know what to do with it." She continues, quote, "We tend to think customer intelligence is very important when it's translated into business intelligence reports or dashboards that tell us how we're doing in the business. The problem with this is it's a very internal view of how we're doing with our customers. It's more of a response to how we want to see things in managing the business, how our processes are working, and what we're doing. It's not always focused on the customer. Very few systems manage against one customer profile and put the customer at the heart of it. Usually, financial systems are at the heart of the business, not the customer's individual information. To begin data integration, determine how to define the customer. This definition becomes your master data. Customer definition sounds easy, but it's not. Ask 5 people and get 50 different answers, particularly in a B2B environment. To sales, the customer is the person I call on that makes the decision to sign the purchase order. To finance, a customer is the person who pays the purchase order. To service, it's the person who is using the product or service. Defining the customer with a common agreement is a tough thing, but it's the key to successful data integration and data ROI. Since there's so much data out there, we can get enamored with the insights we can glean around what's happening with manufacturing and the product to identify the next big purchase from customers. What you're really looking for is the real gold that tells me how the customer is reacting to my product. Where's the real gold that tells me whether they're really liking what I'm selling them, or just stuck with it because there's not another competitor, or we're not doing everything needed to keep them happy? One of the measures of customer loyalty is how often they refer others to you. Even CRM systems don't always tell you which customers are referring. Customer satisfaction data is not always related to what customers actually do. Very few companies use survey data to figure out what customers are really telling us. We tend to throw up dashboards that say a certain point on the scale means we all get paid or not. That motivates people to go out and collect more information from customers. It doesn't motivate people to fix the problem the customer had to begin with. Companies that go after the real gold, that understand it the best, are the ones that are succeeding. Help executives and managers become more comfortable with what customers are actually saying and how they're acting. Combine appropriate data sources, take the insights to heart, and act to aid the customer experience at every touch point. I'd like to thank Teresa Kushner for sharing these best practices on customer data integration. You can access the entire interview at blogtalkradio.com/customer experience at Untapped Gold Mines in Customer Experience Data. I'm Lynn Hunsaker, author of this article and head of Clear Action, helping you clearly see what's needed for immediate action. To customize these tips for your business, contact me directly at lynn.hunsaker@clearaction.biz or 1-408-687-9700. Keep up to date on customer experience optimization at clearaction.biz/blog.